Hello and welcome to the Strong Fit Long podcast. I'm super excited to get this one kicking off again. So this particular episode, I want to get it done in January. Now, I did mention on the last podcast that I was going to have my friend Ryan, who's a natural bodybuilder, on the next episode. That's actually going to be in February. We're going to be recording it next weekend, providing it's all through, but it should be. It's probably going to be about training, recovery, longevity, that kind of thing, kind of everything that I stand for. I know that he fits into his own training and obviously for his clients as well. He's a coach as well as myself. Different kind of aspects, but we still train people with similar stuff. Now, what's really important about this episode is that, and I want to get it out in this time because it's January, still halfway through Jan. Now, I want to get this out because it's all about goal setting. Now, I'm not talking about new resolutions. We're talking about really thinking about setting yourself particular focus, even regular goals to stick to, and I'll go into that detail in the podcast itself. So listen out for that, and hopefully you're going to kind of resonate with you to really set yourself and put yourself in position, set you up for positive mental capacities and mental thoughts. That's probably the wrong word. But really, really important that you listen to that, and hopefully it gets you a really positive outlook on how your goals are and your focuses and where they are and how to adjust them and when to adjust them, not just because you feel like it and set up with it. So really hope this is kind of resonates with you and it's something that really interests me. It's been fun for me to talk about it because it's something I'm really passionate and it's quite applicable to myself this year. I know it's 2024 and January and etc, but this year for me with business at least, everything's going to be really geared towards that, and I've written down my focuses etc, and I'll go through that podcast to help this year be really successful for myself. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. Again, it's been fun to make, so thank you for listening. Any questions you may have, of course leave them in comments, drop my socials, ask me in there, and we can answer those in the next podcast. Well, thank you. Welcome back to the Strong Fit Long podcast. As always, it is myself, Reese, hosting. Happy New Year, all that sort of stuff. Now, it sounds weird saying that. It's been a couple of weeks ago since New Year happened. It is kind of mid-January-ish now. It's 14th, which is basically mid-January. Now, recording this, I want to get it out hopefully today as well, so you listen to this one. Now, I hope you had a nice Christmas and New Year's even. I'm not a fan. If anyone knows me, I'm not a fan of New Year's and Christmas, really. So I try to distract myself best I can. This year, my wife went away to Sweden. Lovely place. Definitely going to go back again. Stockholm. I like the snow. So very fortunate it was snowy. So it was snowed every day, pretty much. Hard on the way last day that we were there. So as I was leaving, it was the snowed the most. And I loved the snow. It was icy everywhere as well, you know. Lucky to fall flat on my ass, a bit of a slip. I didn't quite make it onto my backside, but it was close a few times. And if anyone knows who my wife is, definitely not the kind of person who's going to catch me, especially how I am at the moment with competing and stuff. So, really nice time. I think New Year's and stuff is a really nice time to reflect, to go through and now reflect on the year that's gone past. And also the year's going ahead, that reflection, but we'll think about that. And, you know, for me, going away for Christmas or going away for New Year's, just me and my wife, it's a really good time together. I think for a lot of people, that's really important because you don't necessarily always have that time. I know that I struggle to put time aside to do things, but one of the things we always like to do when we go away anywhere is we find like a games place, have a couple of beers, and play games and whatnot. And I love pinball. I'm a pinball man. I'm not a pinball wizard, like who would say. I suck at pinball, but I love playing it anyway. It's just fun, right? And I think that's what that time of the year is all about. So just kind of hopefully you guys have done something like that. And I know it's the 14th of January. And going forwards, It's a podcast all about, this podcast is all about going forwards and things. So the actual podcast itself is all about goal setting, all the science from goal setting, if you will, goals or focuses. And I'll go through that in a second. So reflection is really important, because I think when you reflect, particularly at the end of a year, biannually, so every 6 months, so that way, it gives you a really good opportunity to look back at what you've done, what you haven't done, and even think about if you have set resolutions. Now, I'm not a fan of setting resolutions personally, but they can have a really good place in our lives, or at least those goals we have. But it gets time to reflect on those, and if you have achieved some or part of half of what you've done, why haven't you done the rest of it? Gives you the opportunity to do so, and you don't have to necessarily wait till the end of the year to do it. But, you know, I think it's really important to make sure that we take some time away to do that, and I can't do that myself. So, let's get to the meat and potatoes of this kind of podcast. It is a podcast. Yes. Goal setting. Okay. Basically what we do. So, New Year's comes around. Everyone wants to do resolutions, get in the gym, lose weight, get stronger, build a business. Now, what I'm going to kind of go over isn't necessarily just restricted to fitness or powerlifting or anything like that. It applies to everything you do, because, yeah, we have main focuses in gyms, and we have nutrition, and we have, friends and family as well. Everything else that we kind of put in, or we set in our lives and set in the year, is applicable, and it can be affected by our goals, right? So we set goals out, and I'm sure you've been in a place where you set New Year's resolutions out, or goals themselves, for anything you want, for business, for education, for your fitness journey, and you're overwhelmed, or you're underwhelmed, you haven't get those things. So I think what's really important to understand, and this is kind of going ahead of myself a little bit, is kind of when these times come around, when we are in positions of setting goals, setting whatever, I said the word goals a lot, but if you, at the beginning of the year, okay, set resolutions, set these goals, set these focuses, is most people, and it's really important that most people will always overestimate what they can accomplish in 1 year and underestimate what you can accomplish in several years. Okay? So if you take a fitness goal, and we're going to go with fat loss and some weight loss on this, because it's tangible, right? We've got a metric there, we've got measurability, direct measurability. So if, for example, we're going to go in pounds for everyone else, okay, for everyone. So you've got 50 pounds to lose, okay? For the healthy, put you in a healthy weight position, 50 pounds down, it's not a healthy position. But it took you 2 years to go above and put that 50 pounds on. Now, in a year, is it possible to lose 50 pounds? Absolutely, it is possible. But most people overestimate that, because that's multiple pounds consistently dropped every week. Now, I haven't done the maths for this, but it's like 5 pounds a month. Now, it's really good. It could be done. Don't get me wrong, 4 or 5 pounds a month, easily be done. But you're looking at the consistency around that to achieve that, depending on the person, and inevitably you start losing less weight as you get leaner. It's really hard to do. But people put a time frame on that of like a year. And if they don't achieve it, and it's hard to achieve that particular goal, it's kind of devastating for some people, right? It's hard. It's hard to kind of swallow that pill of, why haven't I done this? Why have I failed? We haven't failed really, but why haven't I achieved this in 1 year? It's because you're those sort of things is you just set yourself up a massive goal of an outcome without understanding how to get there. Now, I would say the wording of this can be a difference. So we say the word goals, and goals can be really good, and we can say, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, I want to bench press 100 kilos, 225 pounds, by end of the year. Okay, cool. Now, that's an outcome goal. Okay? That's your goal. Right? Now, that's what we want to achieve. But I would rather you shifted that idea of goal into a focus. Okay, so it's very applicable to myself for business this year, right? So I have physically written down all the things that in my head that I know I need to achieve. So it's all out of it. My head's kind of clear now. It's never going to be fully clear because I often have random thoughts. Of course we do. But the other point is, so I've written down all the things I need to do. Okay, my goals for the year for business particularly, even goals I have in competition, in my strength training, in my powerlifting career, as I still do that. And I think that's really important to have those positions in. But I've physically written it down. If you write it down, it's tangible. You can see it. It's a physical thing now, not just a thought. All right? So I've got three things written down. Well, I've got a lot more things written down, but I've put it down into three. So I made a list. You take the top three of those, any order, you write that down. So three goals. And then number them 1 to 3. Now, sometimes you might only be able to have two. That's realistically achievable this year. And in occasions, and quite a lot of the time, only one. Okay? But typically, all those three may even link in with each other. So, if you've got a fitness goal, right? So, if you say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, that comes down to this because it gets tangible. You want 10 pounds, right? And then another part of that is you want to run a marathon. Okay? So, that's two goals. They're similar because they're both fitness goals. Of course, that's how they link. But by making your marathon running your priority, the 10 pounds is probably going to be a side product of that. Right? So when we write these things down, it's very easy to have them in one group as such, and they're going to kind of link in typically. Don't have to, of course, but you're going to have a number one, a number two, and a number three. So your number one is going to be your main focus. That is the one you want to achieve and you're going to achieve this year in this time frame we've created. Number two is kind of secondary, right? So I'll go through kind of what I've done for myself, right? So for me, for business, these are business goals. So I want to build my website, give you guys some information, help you with questions you have. If you need anything out there, you can just visit my website and it's going to have articles on there that's going to answer questions, common themes. I've got a load of ideas, I've written down things, okay? That's my main focus. That's the thing I'm going to do every single day. Something towards improving that. So articles, for example. Number two is my Instagram, okay, my social media stuff, right? That's my secondary. Now my third, my tertiary, is the podcast, right? And I have organized this. So they're my three main goals. I'm going to build my website, I'm going to grow my Instagram, and I'm going to increase and grow my podcasting, okay? Number one, number two, number three. Now, they are outcome goals. We want those to be better. Now, how I measure that in business is slightly different because it's obviously you can have engagement and how busy I am personally, whatever. But they're my focuses. But what's more important, or after that at least, almost more important, but after that is how we get there. You almost have to reverse engineer your goals. So I want to improve my website. Okay, how do I do that? Okay, well, the outcome is the goal. Outcome being my goal, the outcome goal is I want my website to be fuller, a better place for information, Now, how am I going to do that? Okay, so number one, focus. My focus is going to write an article. For me personally, I've got 2 articles a month, okay? Because for me, realistically, making sure that I have time for my one-on-one clients and writing and everything else you have in life, of course, but in time with my wife and family and stuff, it becomes difficult. So I've been realistic with my goals. So 2 articles a month, so it makes it 104 articles a year. And it's going to be caveats that, of course, like Christmas time, holidays, if you go away for any period of time. That's my focus, okay? So my main focus is to work on those articles. Along the way, I'm going to educate myself, right? And that's what I'm going to do every other week. I'm going to be delivering at least one article, physical article, on the website to help grow that, okay? That's the hardest thing. It's the longest process. It takes a while to do those things. It takes me longer than perhaps other people because time restraints, at least for myself, that's how I feel. So I've done one every 2 weeks to one a month. All right, so I have been realistic with those things. Now, the secondary of that, obviously, my goal was to grow my Instagram. But my focus, in this instance, is just going to be one post a week. Okay, I'm not a massive social media person, as if people follow me on social media will know. It's a really good way of getting information out to people, but it's short form content. So you can learn a little bit in 10 seconds, but you can't learn a lot in 10 seconds. So that's where the articles come in place. Okay, and then the podcasting, which is once a month as well. So for me, sitting down doing an hour of recording on the podcast, with myself, other people, I like to have guests on because it's a bit more, it's fun to jam with guests, right? And I've done a few people. I attended last time. We have had Rennie on there. I have Ryan on here. It's just fun to talk to the people, you know, the personalities coming through. So once a month with that, right? And that'll take me an hour-ish of actual recording, half an hour to an hour of planning, and like half an hour to an hour of actually kind of delivering out. So 3 hours a month. That, for me, that's going to be really useful to do. Because that's my focus, right? So my main focus is my website, is to grow that, do my article. That's my main focus. Adding an Instagram post once a week is a very achievable aspect of that. And it could take me 2-3 hours a week to do that. And then a podcast, which is monthly, okay? So I've got almost a daily task, a weekly task, and a monthly task. But most of my focus is going to be growing that website and the articles. So that's number one priority for me. So I think, and all these goals are stackable, okay? We'll go through stackability in a minute, but if I try to do all those articles in a month or a week, or try to make myself do too much, I'm going to set myself up. I'm going to say failure. Now, it's impossible to fail if you never give up, okay? It's always just delaying the principle, the process. Now, for me, when you take that reflection that I have, and I've had many times in the past, at the end of the year, or even at the beginning of the year for me, so it was in the first week when I was back from my little trip with the wife, is that it's easy to try and achieve too much, right? Put yourself in a position where you can get overwhelmed. You're trying to do too many things rather than focusing on one. Now, I'm sure you listening here would have kind of set yourself a goal or a different target, and then been a second one, and then said, right, this new year's, or I'm going to do so much of these things. I maybe got 5 or 6 items or things going on at once, and you try and do them all. And that's happened the same, and you don't achieve anything. Nothing gets completed. And if that's like a process happened for 1, 2, 3, maybe 10, maybe 5, maybe 20 years even, and you're kind of going around, or you feel like you're going around in circles with the same things but never achieving anything. Now imagine if you'd started that first year at 5 years, say you've been doing it for 5 years around that perpetual cycle, and you focus solely on one aspect of those 5 or 6 items you've had for 1 year. Okay? So you achieve that one thing in that 1 year. And then the next year, you can add on that, right? So for me, directly with what I've spoke about, my business, I'm going to focus on the articles, I'm going to focus on the website, okay? Grow that, build that up. Information base for all you guys out there. And maybe I even do some guest articles on a website, but that's by the by. Then I'm going to, for the year, then next year, and I haven't obviously done this yet because I'm going to reflect on that next year, but maybe I'm going to grow my YouTube. Maybe I'm going to grow my podcast. Maybe I'm going to grow my social media, my Instagram, my Threads, as it's called now, which is the meta version of it. But, you know, I'm not good at tech and that sort of stuff. And then I'll put my main focus on that. How do I grow my followers? How do I grow my channels? How do I get the things out there that I want to do? Right? Because from that perspective, I've achieved one thing. If I do one article every month or two articles every month, then I've got 104 articles on my website. Right? 104 bits of gold information that's going to help you guys out. And then I'm going to shift my focus on to short form content. Okay, maybe I'm going to do a post every day or three posts a week. Right? Maybe I'm going to do a podcast every week. Maybe I add something else in there. From a business perspective, I could do anything I wanted to do. But my main, I would have a one main objective, one main focus to drive towards, where everything I do on a daily basis is driven to improving that. And that's what's really important to understand, is that if you have a list of things to do, you have a one thing that you get done every day, that's your main focus, and the other things are great to add on as well. So you have to achieve one item. If you have a whiteboard at home or on your phone, I like tangible, so I like paper, right? So I have paper side of me here. I love paper. I like writing. Whiteboards, I like physical stuff. Crossing off for me gives me that really good sense of, bang, achieve that, out you go, wipe you off, done. Right, so I like that, and phones are fine, and technology is fine for that, and perhaps I'm pushing it back in a bit more, but I just like that swoop of the pen across the paper as you cross out that item you've done on your to-do list. I get that a lot. I do that quite a lot. So, you know, in terms of saving the planet and stuff, maybe it's best to have a whiteboard. But if you have a list of three things, the first thing is you have to get done. It's your main priority of the day. Second one is, it's still a priority, but it needs to be done after the first one. And the third one, if you get time, right? There can be a daily task system. So the first thing in the morning, it could be, so on that day, it could be working out. You go to the gym, you have a workout, lifting weights, whatever. That's the first item you do. The second one is, it could be, do your washing, you know, tie the kitchen. That's the second thing on the list. And the third one, if you get time, watch that Netflix thing on TV. Right, or have a cold shower or whatever you want to do. There's a lot of things down there you can really go into, but it's up to you what you kind of make a list of. But here you have those priorities to help organize your life, and obviously around work and those kind of things as well, and family, etc., etc. But you got to do self-talk. You're real with yourself. Okay, you can't put yourself in a position where you want to do so much, nothing gets done. Because you'll be surprised how often that happens. Maybe you would be surprised. Maybe you just, it sounds exactly like you, right? Maybe that's exactly what you've been doing for the last 5 years. But if you think about breaking it down, and we focus on one thing a year, those five things actually get done in that 5 year time frame. And then we can look back on it and go, oh, I should have done this. Sounds really good. Well, now's the time to do it. Make a list. Grab your pen and paper out. Make that list. It could be five, it could be 10 things you want to achieve. So one thing I did last year, actually it's 2022. One thing I did in 2022, me and my wife were lucky enough to go to New York City and spend Christmas there, and actually spend Christmas there. I think we're then on the 23rd. I came back on the 26th, Boxing Day here in the UK, day after Christmas. But I learned to ice skate. That sounds like a really silly thing, but that was a priority in my life at that time. Every single week, I went to a lesson. Sometimes even two. And it was a hard thing for me to achieve, but it was in my routine. on a Tuesday, I would finish my work, drive an hour, have my lesson, and I had a half an hour lesson. Sometimes I had a bit more time afterwards to escape, sometimes I didn't. Drive an hour and a half back based on traffic, and then go back to work again. But I wanted to do that, something I would achieve, and I did it, and I could skate. Now, I'm not Torvald and Dean, they're the ones I'm thinking of. Any particular like ballerina or on the things of ice skater, Tonya Harding, actually the one I'm thinking of. But I could skate enough, so what we did, we could do the things we wanted to do in the skating in New York City at Christmas time that I wanted to do all the time I wanted to do it. And I haven't skated since, to be fair. But it's definitely on my list of things to do. Perhaps go back in before this end of this month, and just making sure I can still get on the ice and not fall over my ass. But that was my priority at that time, and I achieved that because it had an end goal, it had something to do. I wanted to skate in New York City with my wife at Christmas time. So I went back and kind of reverse engineered that and went, okay, how do we get there? Now, I've used that term a couple of times, reverse engineer. So just in simple terms, we take the end goal and we work backwards to how to get there, okay? So in that instance is, I want to ice skate in front of the tree in New York City at Christmas time. How do I do that? Well, I can't ice skate, so let's learn. That's simple, that's only one real step. So I want to learn to ice skate, and then I found where I could skate on my instructor, and then where to go from. Okay, so first thing I have to do, and it gives you an idea of a list. So learn to be able to ice skate in New York City. What I want to do, okay, when I learn to ice skate, what do I have to hand to? In order for me to learn to ice skate, I have to find an ice rink. Okay, I have to find an instructor. I had to contact that instructor, and you make a list that kind of backwards. The first thing is to do is you're going to find a rink, then you're going to find an instructor. Okay, contact that instructor, book times with that instructor. And then for me, it was the same thing every single week. So I would then meet up with her, and she'd watch me fall over for a bit on the ice until after a few weeks when I didn't fall over, because she was a good instructor. And then I got to ice skate. But the whole point is taking that end goal and working backwards, right? And putting that focus on that one thing. So our goal, right? Or outcome goals. So outcome goals, and then there's action goals, right? So the outcome goal is the goal, essentially, okay? The action goal is the action you're going to do to achieve that goal, okay? That's why I say, I use the term focus for nothing else than goal. I think that for me, at least for me and my business, I prefer that term. But we work back, okay? The actual goal itself is the action goal. So every little action we take to get towards that goal. So, you know, again, back with myself, the business side of things, in order for me to grow my website, by putting articles out there, I need to take action, right? So on a Saturday, typically on the weekends, more than a week, but I will make sure I time the week as well. But on a Saturday, I'll do my, teach my classes, whatever I need to do. And at 12 o'clock, I will spend 2 hours writing articles. Okay? And this, or 3 hours on articles. And then on a Wednesday, I'll do the same thing, plan things out, whatever. So I'm making little goals or little focuses along the way to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to get to that main focus, that main goal, which is grow the website in that essence, okay? So if you were looking for nutrition, right, you try and drop some weight. So you're going to lose 20 pounds, okay? Let's put that back. What we have to do is work on nutrition. We have to be in calorie deficit. We've established that plenty of times. Anything different? Okay. But how do we get a calorie deficit? Where do we go from there? Okay. So then we backtrack even further. So we need to make sure that we're in calorie deficit. Now, how many calories are you working out? We can go through those formulas. A lot of things online. Okay. We're going to track your food. Okay. How are you going to track your food? Right. You can track your food on one of these free apps you can get. You can write it down yourself in a PDF, lots of things you can do. But you track your food, right? And we can start that by doing a focus every day. Right. So in order to lose weight, we're going to have to make sure on a calorie deficit. And with a calorie deficit, we know what we're eating. So that can be making sure that we're tracking every day or having the similar foods, tracking one day, tracking breakfast, start tracking breakfast and knowing how many calories in your breakfast. Or if you track for a month and see how many calories you have in a month and per day, and maybe eating similar foods. And from there, you can then plan out your kind of the daily food or your nutrition around that point, understanding those things, ask questions. And, you know, maybe you need to hire a coach to become accountable for those things if you're not able to do those things. But self-talk, real talk to yourself is really going to help the situation, not just in that particular scenario with the weight loss, but for business, for your personal life. Maybe it's to, you want to, real, so your main goal is just increase your relationship with your children or with your nieces and nephews or with your parents. Okay, well, how am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to make sure I make more time. Okay, brilliant. So we're going to make more time. Are we going to do it on a monthly basis? What are we going to do every month to achieve that goal? What are we going to do every week to achieve that goal? What are you going to do every day to achieve that goal? Okay, some things aren't daily tasks, some things are weekly tasks, but you've got to make sure you're accountable for those things and make sure that you're doing those things in order to make sure your goal at the end is fulfilled. Right? Now, that's really important because, like I said at the beginning, people always overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in several years. And goal stacking is a really useful thing. It's a good term. It sounds fun. But if you, again, for my business, I kind of covered it slightly. I'm using my business as the example because it's fresh in my mind from doing it myself literally about 10 days ago. So in this essence, is the website's number one focus, okay? And build it up. I get a really good website, information, everyone loves it. Ta-da, it looks the best. It looks the bee's knees. Now, shifting that focus onto YouTube, then have another 6 month focus or a year time focus on making sure that my YouTube channel's really good. Then building up my videos, making sure that the content's there, it's information for you guys to kind of listen to, get knowledge from, and kind of, you know, like seeing me. That's that year's focus, all right? And again, I can reverse engineer that to make sure that everything I wanted to achieve in that, I can, because I've got a direct link and a direct pathway in towards those things. So if I want to build a YouTube channel, everything I do for that year is designed to go on YouTube. Now, what's really important is that you can evaluate down the road, okay? So if in 3-6 months I need to, or I am evaluating these goals, these focuses that I've got with my website or whatever your goal is, then you can, or you should, go, you know what, right now this isn't really working for me. It's not actually what I really want. I'm not excited for doing this. Then let's reevaluate what is it that I want to shift towards, reevaluate that, and move towards something different. That's okay. You don't have to be stuck with doing something just because you said you was going to. If you're not going to be excited or doing something towards it because you've got another focus right now, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. It's literally what you should be doing. But what I mean shifting your focus, I don't mean, oh, after a week, can't be asked, off we go. It's, if I'm doing my website and the articles are working out really well, but I need to take a shift onto my YouTube after 6 months or onto a different aspect of growing my business or a different aspect of your goal, maybe you shift from your number one to your number two on your list because that's what you feel is best. That's okay. Don't let anybody say you failed for it. You haven't. You just reevaluated what's necessary for this moment in time. That's great. That's fucking perfect, you know? Just make sure that you're not giving up, but you're putting it on the side burner to focus on something else, and then you give that time, not a week, not 2 weeks, give it months, give it the rest of the year to go through, okay? And then you can reflect on what you've done. Was it the right decision to do? What did you achieve from that? But make sure it's not on the whim, okay? Maybe for me, I got overwhelmed with trying to deliver one article every single week, and it becomes once a month. That's okay. Maybe it becomes every, 2 months to do one big article, or maybe I'm doing one article a month and one YouTube video a month. Maybe that's how I want to do it. But making sure that I have those focuses in almost writing, at least for myself, I write things down, because I have accountability to do that. And these are stackable. So every year you could have a different focus to make sure that every aspect of what you really want to achieve and what to be happy in your life and have progress with your goals long term. Every year you can have a focus, because they all stack on top of each other and they should all have commonalities, and even if they don't, that's fine. They don't have to stack in that sense. So maybe 1 year you're just going to lift a skill. Maybe this year you're going to learn to play the guitar. Okay, cool. That's your goal. How do we go back to that? Well, first thing you're going to do, you decide whether you're going to try and teach yourself or going to get an instructor. Well, I'd like to get an instructor, but actually I think I need to have some try to learn myself. Okay, well, we're fortunate to live in an age of the internet. So let's go on YouTube and just have a Google of learn to play the guitar from scratch. And most probably you're going to find one video, if not several videos. But you're going to have it written down, or you're going to know exactly your path. So you're going to be going through, learn a guitar. Okay, I want to learn the guitar. Well, first of all, you have to buy a guitar. That's the first stage of having a guitar. Buy a guitar. Okay, stage one. Learn the guitar by doing, are you going to get some books? Are you going to do YouTube videos? That's the first thing. They're the items you're going to be going through. And then you're going to do something every day towards those things and plan out, okay, I'm going to dedicate 3 hours of my time a week to learn guitar. Okay, I'm going to do that on Saturday, I'm going to do it on Sunday, I'm going to do it on Wednesday, I'm going to do 3 hours in one go. What are you going to do? 2 hours and a single hour? Am I going to get a guitar teacher? But they're all on that line. So maybe even in that line, you go, okay, I want to have an entire year of teaching myself. Get as good as I possibly can. Use books, use the internet. Then after 6 months, you go, you know what? I've done enough. I think it's time for me to get a tutor. You've reevaluated your time and your goal and gone, okay, I'm going to move into this position or this focus now, shift my focus away from teaching myself to do teaching or getting taught by somebody else. But even in that essence, you can have an instructor once a week, for example, but you've still got to put in the time to practice. If you try and get or do too much at one time, it's very likely you might get overwhelmed with all the things you've got to do, because you've got general life to get hold of as well. Living, working, spending time with family. It can be half an hour task every day. One thing I've done last year, and it's going to this year as well, that I do every single day, 15 minutes a day, is I've got an app called Duolingo. So I use that because I want to learn German, to speak German. So every day I do 15, 20 minutes, half an hour of learning on that. Okay, that's a small thing I do every day. And it's a small bite size, do it before bed, do it in the morning, just whip my phone out, off we go, do a lesson. And it's little things on there to keep you engaged, etc. But it's just for me making sure that I do something every day. So it's a tick, yes, I've achieved that. And that's the kind of mindset. It doesn't have to be a massive task. It can be just one thing towards it. So, if you want to do fitness, go to the gym. Action goal, bang, go to the gym 3 times a week. That's how you're going to get fitter. How do I get stronger? Okay, well, 3 times a week, go to the gym. You're going to do something 3 times a week to get yourself stronger. You can be very specific within that. Do you want to bench press a certain amount of weight? Do you want to squat a certain amount of weight? Do you want to do a certain amount of repetitions with a certain amount of load? There's all these other factors in there as well, but that's the main focus, right? So daily tasks can be really useful, small ones, you know, little bite-sized ones to get to that focus. But the main part of this, we're back on the main part because it goes off a tangent a little bit. The main part is setting the goals. Okay, I'm going to reevaluate, summarize this really quickly. Main part, setting your goal for the year, which can be reevaluated whenever you feel necessary. Give it a good chunk, 3-6 months, before you go back and look at that. Otherwise, it's just because you couldn't be bothered to do it or you haven't really thought about it. And it's hard to get those things because we need to make sure we're doing something and we have to take action. We have to physically do something to achieve those goals. It's not just going to happen by you saying it. And it's hard. You have to be held accountable. You have to hold yourself accountable for what you do or you do not do towards that goal. Okay? So you've got your main goal, your main focus for the year, which you can reevaluate after a good period of time if you need to. Then we've also got our little goals or little focuses that's going to help us. There are action-based goals or action-based focuses where we're going to do something on a monthly, a weekly, or daily goal or action, because this stuff is hard. We can't rely on just saying that we want to achieve something without us actually doing something to achieve it. If you want to get fitter, you need to do some running, go to the gym, you know, 3 times a week or whatever it's going to be, and hold ourselves accountable for our actions to make sure we're doing those things, whether it's fitness-based, whether it's relationship-based, whether it's business-based. We have to hold ourselves accountable for those actions and deliberately take action to do something towards those things. For me, that's more important than the end of a goal. Yes, we have an achievement, but it teaches a good habit to do something every day. Thank you for listening to this lovely episode of the Strong Fit Long podcast. I hope you've learned something, and if you got to the end, thank you for sticking with me. I know I chat a lot, so I'm really appreciative of all the people who do subscribe and listen, etc. But I do hope that episode has kind of, I'm going to say sunk in, but it's something for you guys to take notice of. I think it's really important to help you focus and actually really achieve something. If you have any questions, please leave them in the comments, etc. Visit my website, visit my social channels, etc. And ask me anything you need, comments on there, and then we'll get all that for you, okay? I might do a Q&A for one episode, so I might get some questions to be answered as well. Okay, thanks for listening.